Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, we have a few additional details about the wave of executive departures inside Apple. Last week, Apple announced the departure and the retirement of John Gianandrea, its Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence. Bloomberg reports that inside Apple, employees had long expected Gianandrea to step aside, and some expressed surprise that he stuck around as long as he has. But parting ways with Gianandrea sooner, according to people familiar with the situation, would have been taken as public acknowledgement of a problem with Apple's AI strategy. Meanwhile, last week's departure of General Counsel Catherine Adams and Environment, Policy, and Social VP Lisa Jackson, those were both anticipated. The departure of Human Interface Vice President Alan Dye, however, was more of a surprise, with Dye departing to join Meta and lead its new design studio. Finally, the lingering question is Tim Cook's timeline for retirement. Bloomberg says that people close to Cook have said that he's unlikely to leave the company anytime soon, though succession planning has been underway for years. When Cook does step down, he's likely to shift into the chairman job and maintain a high level of influence over Apple. For now, Cook remains active at Apple and travels extensively on behalf of the company. Bloomberg reports, however, that Cook does have an unexplained tremor that causes his hands to shake from time to time, something that's been discussed among Apple employees in recent months. The shaking has been noticed by both executives and rank-and-file staff during meetings and large gatherings, but people close to Cook say that he is healthy, and they refute rumors to the contrary. So all that's to say, the report from the Financial Times that said Cook could step down in the first half of 2026 appears to be incorrect, and it's likely he will stick around through at least next year. Next up today, researchers at IDC have published a new report highlighting expectations for the foldable smartphone market next year. The analysts expect 30% year-over-year growth, driven by the quote-unquote game changer of the iPhone Fold. The report explains that Samsung will kickstart 2026 with its new Galaxy Z Trifold, the first ever mainstream trifold foldable smartphone. The iPhone Fold, meanwhile, expected to launch in fall of 2026, is projected to take over 22% unit share of the market and a staggering 34% of the market value in its first year. Foldable smartphones have been around for 7 or 8 years at this point, so depending on your perspective, IDC's predictions either highlight how niche the category still is or how significant an impact Apple can make with a single product. Foldables do seem to just now be starting to take off as companies have solved some of the biggest setbacks with the form factor, but they still make up a relatively small market overall, so Apple's entry could go a long way towards popularizing the form factor. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The best gift you can give yourself is peace of mind. Backblaze backs up all of your photos, videos, and year-end projects automatically, so you never lose what matters most. It quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. When life happens, you'll be thankful your files are only a restore away. Until the end of this month, 9to5 Mac listeners get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running up today, as 2025 begins to wind down, Apple has shared some interesting tidbits about the App Store throughout the year. First, Apple has announced the winners of the 2025 App Store Awards. These awards recognize 17 apps and games for what Apple describes as technical ingenuity and lasting cultural impact. The iPhone app of the year this year is an app called Timo, an AI planner and to-do list app for the iPhone. The iPad app of the year is an app called Detail, an AI video editor. And the Mac app of the year is Essayist, an academic writing app. Other winners include Strava, the Apple Watch app of the year, HBO Max, the Apple TV app of the year, and Explore POV, the Apple Vision Pro app of the year. iPhone game of the year is Pokemon TCG Pocket. The iPad game of the year is Dredge. The Mac Game of the Year is Cyberpunk 2077. The Apple Vision Pro Game of the Year is Porta Nubi. And the Apple Arcade Game of the Year is What the Clash. Apple has also unveiled its cultural impact winners. These apps were selected for their ability to drive meaningful change in the world. There's Art of Fauna, which turns wildlife illustration from around the world into relaxing puzzles and sets a new standard for accessible game design. There's Chance of Sinar, which celebrates the power of language through thought-provoking adventure. Despelot crafts an intimate slice-of-life story that shares a glimpse into a nation navigating tumult and uniting through their love for soccer. Be My Eyes is an app that combines the power of AI and millions of global volunteers to help people who are blind or have low vision with everyday activities. Focus Friend by Hank Green acts as a powerful ally against digital distractions by gamifying focus sessions with satisfying prizes. And finally, Storygraph creates an inclusive space for the book community, rooted in authenticity through discovery elements that help elevate diverse authors. You can find the full list of all of the App Store winners with links to try those apps on the App Store at the link in the show notes below. Apple has also unveiled the most downloaded apps and games for the iPhone and iPad in 2025. So these are the most popular apps, but not necessarily what Apple's App Store editors thought were the best apps. The top free iPhone app of the year was ChatGPT, while the top paid app was Hot Schedules, the industry-leading employee scheduling app. The top free iPhone game was Block Blast. The top paid iPhone game was Minecraft Dream It, Build It. The top free iPad app was YouTube. The top paid iPad app was Procreate. The top free iPad game was Roblox. And the top paid iPad game was Minecraft Dream It, Build It. Again, you can hit the link in the show notes for a full look at these lists of the most popular iPhone and iPad apps and games in 2025. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.